It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey guys, welcome to the Jim Miller Podcast. On tonight's episode, obviously, we are going to be talking about UFC 223 and the dumpster fire that is this event in the last, 48 hours leading up to the event. We kind of degrade a little bit at the end, but you know what? Deal with it. Enjoy. Hey guys, welcome back to the Jim Miller Podcast. What the fuck? what an odd string of events, you know. And I hate to say it that Pat was right the whole time.
I predicted
Pat
absolutely.
And my dad got into a big argument last time, and my dad guaranteed that Khabib and Tony were going to fight.
And that's what
so this yeah. is the time.
He should have never guaranteed
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No way it was ever going to be canceled.
And boy, was he wrong.
What an idiot.
He's always wrong.
He is always
he
wrong.
He had the audacity to not show up tonight.
Seriously.
Just well, run away from that's that how, prediction.
Yeah. That's. I mean, that's how wrong he was. let's pop this over here real quick. I still feel like I'm not caught up. I still feel like this shit is like coming at. I mean, four fights.
We
got to
start at the very, very beginning. So
in the dawn of time.
In the dawn of time.
In 2013, these guys.
Man, fought the first
Tony
man.
And Khabib tried to fight the first time.
Why did Tony have to drop the fight? He was injured.
Because he was wearing his sunglasses at night or inside. Tony. Yes, Tony tripped over some cables while doing media obligations. Accidents happen.
There was a giant man seen stringing the cables along.
Yeah.
With one bad shoulder.
Yeah. I mean, I was excited. I was excited for that fight. I really wanted to see it because, yeah, the fourth or fifth time it's been dropped?
I thought it was only the third.
I thought it was four.
Yeah, because they had both, Khabib missed the weight the one time. They both got hurt leading up to it. It's ridiculous that fight just. Is cursed for whatever reason.
Not in the cards.
Yeah. And then, you know, I mean, then the UFC bringing in Holloway, knowing what his weight is at. Now, I understand that they need somebody that can fight. You still want it to be a title fight. You're hoping that it's going to be easy for him to lose that weight.
How much do you think they knew, though? If they call, hey, Max, you ready to go? Yeah, I'm good to go. How much do you weigh? I'll be fine.
6 days is not – you're not losing any fat. Like, that's the thing. The only thing that you're losing in 6 days is shit and water.
My point, though, is I guarantee Max is a fighter. He's like, yep, it's a huge opportunity. I'll make it
they
work.
Had to,
I don't
they,
think you can put that on the UFC.
They had I know, but, like, they know how big he is. Like,
and
he,
I'm about to lay some shit on them tonight. I don't think that's –
You know, like, they know how big of a guy he is. I'm sure that they probably asked him, like, that was the entire conversation. You're going to make weight, right? You can make weight, right?
And I guarantee he said yes, yes, yes.
I guarantee it, you know, and
I guarantee he did everything in his power to make the weight.
Yes. I should have wrote notes down because the timeline is so, like, you know, we've got all these streams We've got all these streams. We haven't even hit the fun stuff yet.
No.
It's all over the place.
The only thing, too, I think is important. So we've been slamming guys for not making weight.
Yeah.
Some professionals. Bullshit. I don't discredit Max at all.
No.
He took the fight. He did his best. He cut the weight. And then New York State Athletic Commission comes in and says you can't cut anymore.
Apparently, it was 26 pounds. 26 pounds that he had to lose. And
the hell is that?
That's not healthy. 81?
Yeah.
That's pretty tough.
You could do it. People have done it.
Yeah. Like the biggest thing that sucks about New York, and you know, like there are two commissions that, you know, I don't want to fight for. And this is just the commissions because of, you know, there's California because I think the California, they've done some messed up shit in the past, in my opinion. I don't really want to get into it. Couple of the things that they've done is just it really doesn't sit well with me.
Could you elaborate on
no.
some of it?
No,
it's just
no,
weird shit
no.
to say and then roll over.
But then they also their whole weight with their weight cutting thing. No, I'm not drinking the Limeritas. They'd give me total gut rot right now. No, I got some water in there. Like New York, and you know, I fought for New York twice, and I've seriously, I put this up on Twitter before and got into it a little bit. I fought twice in New York, and I've had like four, five, like six separate things with New York. You know, I mean, they're the commission that doesn't tell anybody anything. You wake up in the morning, I'm cutting weight, and it's like, hey. You have to be within 5 pounds of Alves. Now, granted, that wasn't a big issue, but it's like it's still bizarre. You lost a fight because of it. You lost Cerrone and Gastelum because of that 5 pound catch weight. Really silly rule.
Silly rule.
You know, we're adults. We're grown ups. At least most of the time, we act like it.
And if we look at that intelligently, you still weighed the same. You just put some more water in your belly.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, you know, Cowboy could have drank a gallon of water and been fine.
So, I mean, there are those things. And like I said, that didn't really have any effect on me. But when you go to weigh-ins in New York, it's like – and in that fight, I mean, for that fight, I came into fight week. And that was the messed up thing about him being as heavy as he was. I came into fight week less than he weighed than – Tiago did at weigh-ins. Like I came in at 62 and he weighed in at 63. And that's the lightest I've ever come into a UFC fight. I mean, I kind of ballooned back up a little bit, not balloon, but a couple pounds, you know, after that. But it was still annoying because you go down to weigh-ins and you have to sit there and go through this whole doctor's check for like 40 minutes
before you're allowed to weigh-ins. That's tough.
Before weigh-ins, before you're allowed to step on the scale. You know, it's like, dude, just let me step on a goddamn scale and fucking, you know, and get something to drink. And, you know, I mean, at that point I had to, you know, everything was working fine. So like I wasn't super thirsty, but I had to take a dump and I'm sitting there and like my heart rate's elevated and all that shit. And it's like, are you okay? Are you nervous? Like I've been pinching this thing off for quite a bit.
It's a pretty stupid question, too. Are you nervous? Well, yeah, asshole.
Yeah.
You're fighting another man. It's how you make your living. It's a fucking gigantic give. Of course you're nervous.
Yeah.
And what would be the point to check you out before weigh-ins?
Before weigh-ins? I think they want to see you. They want to see you at your worst, but, like, they make it this – and there are a lot of other – there are other promotions that do the same thing. But it's – you know, it's usually in and out. It's like, all right, let's check your fucking – blood pressure and your eyes and make a fist, you know, can you bend down?
But if you've dehydrated yourself to that point, the fucking cat's out of the bag. You've already, if you are their primary goal to keep you safe, then they need to get you rehydrated as quickly as possible and watch you during the weight cut. Hey, I'm already fucked up. Now deal with me. That doesn't help the fighter.
No.
So what's the point of that? They want to see you at your worst. How about they don't let you get to that point?
Yeah,
or they get you out of that point as quickly as possible. That's the best thing you could do.
That should be the way that it is get you out of it as quick as possible.
Prolonging the period of time when you're sitting at your horse.
And the thing is, like, I've been, I was talking to Brian, my jiu-jitsu instructor, Brian McLaughlin, and he's adamant about, you know, ending weight cutting. And I like to tease him. We were talking about 1FC and what they do, and it's basically like, I mean, they're super strict on hydration testing. So you have to be, like, fully hydrated for weigh-ins. And if you weigh in, and it's like you weigh in 2 days before the fight, if you're fully hydrated and you weigh that weight, that's it. You're done. You don't have to weigh in again, you know, like. Which means
makes sense.
It means that you weigh that much. That's what you walk around, like, legitimately walk around at, you know? And, like, you look at, like, you know, Eddie Alvarez was saying, like, oh, you know, he's too heavy and stuff like that. And everybody talks about, like, oh, these guys walking around weight, you know, their walking around weight is not, like, training. Their walking around weight is, I haven't been in the gym that much. I come in, you know, once a week to spar or something like that. And I've seen quite a few fighters that get pretty fat in between fights, you know, and they put it on, you know, so a lightweight that says they're walking around weight is 190 pounds, 195 pounds. Usually they're a little soft at that point. You know, that's not like training in shape, walking around. So the commission tells Max that he can't fight, and then that brings us to the other half of the story, because these two storylines, they converge. It's like a good novel. You know, it's like,
well, and I think we gotta back up.
We gotta go back.
At some point, Khabib's and his crew got into it with McGregor's buddy
Artem. Yeah. And I mean, it was,
there were some words exchanged.
It was words exchanged. It was a little bit of an intimidation thing, because there were so many, you know, of Khabib's buddies. But, like, you know, for people saying that he didn't slap him. You know, there was no
it didn't
assault there. Like, he grabbed him by the face, you know, and, like, I mean, they're Russians. They talk like that. They, you know, I mean.
There is a little bit of bullshit.
It is bullshit.
Right? With, like, he had all his boys there. They should have kept their fucking mouth shut.
Yeah.
If we're all walking somewhere and there's a,
everybody's got a job to do, you know. I mean, like, you're not fucking paid to get into scuffles outside.
No,
you know, like,
we also don't know that Artem wasn't running his mouth from the beginning.
Well, I'm pretty sure he did say things about Khabib.
Yeah, so what?
You know,
you get what you get. I don't know.
Yeah. Dark, stupid thing does not freaking. I can't adjust the light level with the webcam.
That's too bad.
Yeah, so I look like a shadow. I'm in a shadow because my hair is all messed up.
Your hair's a mess.
It is.
It's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
So then Pettis comes in.
Well, the only reason that Pettis is available, well, not necessarily the only reason he's available, but.
Oh, so we're fucking up the time.
We are fucking up the time.
We should have taken notes.
No, sorry, yeah.
Back up.
Backtrack.
Sorry. Sorry. I shit the bed. This is like
a, so we're going to talk
it
about.
It is a soap opera.
It is. It is. Like, you know.
The WWE does not have this much made-up drama.
There has been an attack on a limousine, though. Like, I mean, they've done that shit before.
Yeah, the Million Dollar Man. Yeah, I remember him waving out of his.
I'm on board with this shit now, man. Like, this isn't going to affect fucking Connor's fucking bottom dollar.
Yes, it is. It's going to increase the shit out of
you. Know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be the fucking Stone Cold and Steve Austin. I'm going to just start driving a beer truck to these fucking events.
I support that 100%. Yep.
Except the only issue is that we're sponsored by Modelo, and I can't drink it.
Could we get PBR on board? Because I've been slamming some PBRs lately, and I feel like they're a cool company.
Yeah.
Let's do it. PBR, if you're listening.
PBR, yeah.
We want you on board.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even know where. Okay, so Pettis, right?
We got to go. We got to go why Pettis is available. Well, he's technically always available. Throughout this thing, like, they always could have called him up.
That's true.
They could have. They could've, then, hey, you're in, kid.
He was supposed to fight Chiesa.
He was supposed to fight Chiesa.
Who was brutally cut.
Brutally.
Bleeding all over. Which I also, have you seen any pictures of Chiesa?
I haven't.
I haven't either.
I haven't seen any.
How badly was he cut? And if Chiesa's smart, he knows he's got a fucking multi-million dollar payday. I would have fucking cut myself if he was looking. Connor did this to me. Holy shit. I wish I was there, because I would have definitely, like, thrown myself on some glass, called Connor a Mick, gotten punched in the face. Like, I would have retired. I just wish I was there.
And you would have been making money off of what might be viewed as, like, oh, it's kind of a dick move. I'm in here for the insurance money and stuff like that. And that's exactly what the fuck he's doing. I'm gonna mess up this event. I'm going to cause this chaos, and I'm going to expect that it is going to grow my name and grow my brand. Yeah. And
which
is. And his fan base and the UFC are all responsible for fostering that and allowing it to build to this.
And continuing to promote it.
I don't know if it's going to grow his fan base necessarily, but it is definitely growing his notoriety. Yeah. You know, and it's that thing. People either need to love you or hate you.
All publicity is good publicity.
Exactly. I see that there are a lot of people that are kind of fed up with his bullshit.
I'm
seeing it. I'm seeing that.
And, you know, Randall just had a great point. Did you see the newest embedded with actual video from the fighter bus? UFC is on board. They fucking love it. If this was a scandal they were embarrassed about, it would not be on their Instagram. It would not be on their Twitter. And it wouldn't be embedded. Yeah. They love it. They love it. Dana's calling him right now. Connor, you're the fucking man. That was great. You fucking throw that hand truck, you sexy Irish bitch. That's what he's saying right fucking now. And they love it. And in a year from now, Connor's going to come back, fight Khabib. It's going to be the biggest fight ever. I hope the fight everybody's wanting to see.
Yeah. There'll be another attack.
Yeah, so we're gonna say it's disgusting, and then that video is gonna play in the months leading up to that event
100
when
times.
They fight.
And all of a sudden, Connor's gonna have had a body cam on him. There's gonna be a first person camera. It turns out Connor had a GoPro the entire time.
He's streaming live.
Yeah. Horseshit. sorry, we sidetracked.
Yeah. Well, there are so many paths.
It's all a part of it.
Did you see
the UFC exec said he thought he was gonna die?
Reed, I did see that.
Reed, sack the fuck up, dude. Somebody,
you said you'd be freaking banking on it.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
You said you'd be banking on it.
No, Reed didn't get hurt. I would have cut myself. Well, I would have been bloody.
You know,
they would have had the amount of stitches, and I would have been Instagramming my face.
You can sue for.
I guess you're right.
Personal injury.
You know what? You're right. Reed, well played.
Well played.
Well played. And you didn't even cut yourself. I would have been the idiot that cuts myself. He's going to just be.
I imagine that it's got to be pretty friggin' like. You get all these people that are saying, like, oh, well, Khabib should have come out of the bus. First of all, the dude was cutting weight. Like, you know, he only gets paid if he freaking.
Yeah, why would Khabib have come out? So Connor's buddy could have sucker punched him in the back of the head.
Yeah, he's got a fucking fight on the line.
Motherfucker's throwing hand trucks at people. You don't come out of the bus.
It's such a melee. I don't even know. Pettis did, you know, he didn't want to fight Felder, and they are teammates. I personally, you know, I mean, I guess it all depends on where you are and what, you know, I'm okay with it. I've always said I'd fight my brother if it came down to it, you know, pay me the right amount of money. I'm going to do it. I would have fought my other teammates if it came down to it, something like that. Why not?
You fight him
if we need to, you know, because here's the thing. You know, they're saying, like, oh, well, they're getting paid. But they never said they're getting paid in full, all the fighters that their fight was called off. Lately, they haven't been. I mean, they used to. The UFC used to pay fighters that if your opponent, something happened to him, even in fight week, if you made weight, they'd usually give you your show and your win.
Which is the right thing to do.
Exactly.
And sometimes, it was like –
it was weird. It was kind of depending on the circumstances, and you know, I don't like that. That there's not like a, there wasn't a set like, okay, well, you showed up, you make weight. You know, certain circumstances seem to get you know a better compensation for your time, but lately it's been like these guys that this is happening to, they're not even getting paid their show money. They're getting paid a portion of their show money.
What justification is there? Is there anything?
Show money only.
And what is that?
So, oh, hey, and D just wrote in. Dana said show money only at the presser.
You know what the fucked up part is, though, is that the people that have lost fights because of somebody got sick after weigh-ins recently, within in the last friggin', I know for the last one, I don't know when the hell it happened, but it wasn't show money. They didn't get paid their show money. They got paid friggin' like $10,000, $15,000.
How is that okay?
I don't. Because
so why is there a difference? Like that's
obviously,
the thing.
This is a successful company, and they have financial people, and there's a budget that's put in place. Like, is their budget not meant to cover? It's like there's two fighters. There's show, and then there's a win bonus. Mm-hmm. When that fight is scrapped, you're throwing one of the shows out. It's like you're automatically saving on it. And I understand that that event is not going on. You know, that fight's not there, but the thing is still going on. So the event's there. That specific fight's not there. So you're bringing it in, and obviously depending on who the fighters may be, that lost fight may impact pay per view and stuff like that. But it's, you know, if you've budgeted $50,000 for this fight, and that one person's out, and that was $20,000 of it, like you're up on that. Hmm. And so then, what are you going to say? You're going to say that. Well, you know, we want to be financially responsible. I get that. But like, what are you going to claim? It? Like, you don't want to put the money into that? So you're going to tell this guy who prepared, yeah, we can't pay you everything.
Yeah.
But, hey, check out all the pay-per-views we're going to throw Connor's way the next time he fights when he fucked you guys.
Yeah.
Plus,
go ahead.
You know, like, I am fully, I have my head around that. I understand how tough it is to provide for a family, to pay for a mortgage, for a car payment, and like, especially at some of these lower levels, like, these guys aren't making millions. These guys are fighting to pay their mortgage.
90.
And they're counting.
7%.
And they're, yeah. They're counting on a win to pay the mortgage, to pay the daycare, to pay the groceries. Mm-hmm. These aren't NFL football players who are like, oh, I might not buy a Ferrari this year. These are guys paying their fucking mortgage.
Yeah.
So how are you screwing them out of that, even though they prepared? They did the hard part, right? It's horseshit.
They did, yeah.
It's horseshit. It should be a blanket rule. We take care of our guys.
Yeah. It kind of used to be like that. It actually used to be like that, you know? And
if it's not your fault, you get your show, you get your win.
That's, you know, that's the thing. Like, that's almost comes back to like the whole sponsorship thing, and the what always pissed me off about it is that it really, a majority of what the sport was never sponsorship, because you sponsor someone, you're paying them to live that lifestyle so that they can do what they're doing, right? You're like, you're giving somebody the opportunity to fight, to take time away from work so that they can train to fight. The way that, you know, sponsorship was more like, you know, transactional advertising, mm-hmm. what is what it was, is that we only got paid when you showed up, you know? So, like, that's the thing. Is like, you could do everything. Like, you could do everything for a sponsor, and the fight gets scrapped. You weigh in. You're wearing their stuff. You're weighing in. You're making your posts about them. You're fucking doing all this shit. You wore their T-shirt at weigh-ins. You did all that stuff. And then your fight gets scrapped. And then you don't get paid. Because you were technically only getting paid to wear it inside the octagon. You know? Like, and that always pissed me off. Because it's like, now granted, it never happened to me. Like, you know, knock on wood. It never happened to me. But it was always something that just rubbed me the wrong way. Like, if you want to be a sponsor, you actually
and you
sponsor
have no control over it, and you know? And I don't, And I don't know to say that it's the case or not the case, but in other competition, is it that way? If somebody has a, you know, if Michael Jordan has a Nike endorsement and he were to have sat out for a period of games,
well, those
where
are like
where he's
I had
not out there.
I had a couple that were yeah, you know, like all right, well, you get monthly for your, you know, for your media presence and your you know, ambassadorship and stuff like that, and then you get like, you know, bonuses for fights and stuff like that. And now, you know, there were a couple of those, and there were a couple companies that would do that, but a lot of it was, yeah, it was just like, if you wear a patch on your crotch, we'll give you $2,000, yeah, you know? And if you could friggin' bend over backwards for us, do every single thing for us, and if that fight doesn't happen and it's completely none of your fault, not your fault, you know?
But if
we're not going to pay you.
And if you're comparing it to other sports, if you're in the NFL and you get hurt and you miss 5 games in a row, you still get paid. They don't.
Yeah, that was going to be
my
next thing.
You still
guys
get
have
you're on
two,
salary.
3 opportunities a year, and that's it. Like you can miss 40 games as a baseball player, and you got a 122 on the schedule.
Yeah.
Like you're still out there.
Mm. Yeah, I mean that, and that's the thing is like even just their show money,
it's still bullshit.
They're not getting their. Are they getting their friggin'? They changed what it was. They changed the Reebok thing to now like, don't be an asshole and behave, basically. You know, yeah, they rolled it into these other obligations, you know, and kind of just acting like a normal person and not throwing dollies and stuff during fight week. We'll get you paid that. I mean, if they behave during fight week, do they still get paid that? Like, I mean, granted, you know, again, the lower level fighters, you're looking at $2,500, $5,000,
yeah,
you know, $7,500. But like,
which is still a lot of money.
Yeah,
if you're not.
For somebody like, I don't even know how many fights Pettis or Chiesa had. I mean, they're probably the two of those guys, like 15 grand, something like that. You know, they got to be around there.
That's significant.
For their, yeah, you know. And like, so now, well, you're getting your show money, but you're not getting that. Like, it's messed up because it's, again, it's completely out of, like, I mean, Pettis had an opportunity, but at the same time, what happened to him was kind of weird.
Was horseshit once we get into that.
Yeah. It was fucking weird. But, like, yeah, some of these other guys, you know, like Chiesa, it didn't require any stitches, you know? And he wanted to fight, and the commission told him no.
So this wasn't Chiesa hoping for a payday.
No,
he
no.
was ready to go.
Yeah, yeah. He was still trying to fight, you know.
I got to say, man, like,
I mean, Borg was at the hotel and then went to the hospital because he was having friggin', because he had, you know, tiny shards of glass in his fucking eyes. You know, and it's like, yeah, it turns out he scratched his cornea or whatever. It's like, yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah,
true.
You know, like,
how can you not pay those guys?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think you have ruined the UFC for
the monster.
For me. Once you see behind the curtain, it's
sorry,
like, it's tough to support. It's a fucking meat grinder that takes advantage of people.
Yeah, well,
it is. It is. And when the fucking, what is it, the shine comes off the rose, or there's some like deep saying that makes sense. I don't think that's it though.
Yeah.
I don't think it's shine.
I don't know if that makes any sense.
But it's like, once you see behind the curtain, you're like, man, fuck these guys. I don't want to give them any of my money.
Yeah.
Because they're not doing the right thing. Everybody's going to buy the pay-per-view, and they're not going to distribute it the way they said they would. They're not holding to their deal. They're not taking care of their people. Mm. They're exploiting guys, kids, because they're the biggest game in town. Instead of, I don't think it would be significantly different. Would they go bankrupt if they paid everybody their show and their win? No. Somebody on top would get a slightly smaller bonus.
You would hope that this is an isolated incident. You
yes.
know, you lost 4 fights in 48 hours or whatever it was.
And use the publicity. Hey, we took care of our fucking guys.
Yeah,
this sucks, and we
they
took
are
care
using
of them.
The publicity. They're using the publicity because you have the asshole out there that's going to say, oh, Chiesa's a pussy for pulling out of this fight where it wasn't his call. And you get a bunch with Borg. Yeah, you get a bunch of guys that are going to jump on that. And you know, they're Conor fans, and they're going to call the other guys out. It's like, oh, it's not his fault for being completely out of control and out of line, and they'll put the blame on somebody else, market him a little bit more, and then UFC can roll the dice and say that we're going to make more money off of him going up than we're going to have to worry about with these other guys.
Wild,
it's tough because you like when we do this podcast, you want to give people an honest look and you don't want to just trash the UFC. Yeah, but
honesty is the best policy.
They've not given us a lot of stuff to be like, hey, they did the right thing here. Hey, they were fucking awesome here. Where you can say, oh, we liked where this is going. We thought that this was a company that stepped up and took care of their guys.
There have definitely been times where they've done that.
Name one.
Dana White paid for Danny's transplant.
Okay.
Yeah. Personally.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So there have definitely been times, and they've done it for other people, and it is like one of those things that there are times where they do really awesome things, and then there are times where it's like, whoa. There are things that piss me off about like this whole incident, you know, and it's just.
And do you think it's even Dana's call, or is this like out of his hands?
Probably
not.
Yeah, it's probably not even his call.
Another good question.
You know, and like that's the thing is run by a corporation now. You know, it's not run by. You know. Two guys, two brothers that had a clause in their contract that if they ever disagreed on something, they would have a grappling match to solve it. Like that was, you know, like
shit out of that.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's what it was, you know, and it's not that. And it's holy shit. Like you're looking at, you know, the UFC is owned by a huge freaking company now, and it's a lot harder for those things to happen.
Yeah,
you know, just like with any other freaking corporate, you know, that's just the way that it goes, and we know that from any other industry,
right?
But it is unfortunate because it's like, man, these guys had nothing to fucking do with it, and like you get. I mean, fuck, man. Like, your opponent is an idiot, and he fucking... Okay, Connor, this is going to be awesome. Let's fucking go throw shit. Like, you really think that you're not going to get fucking kicked off the card?
They had no choice on that, and he wasn't a big enough draw. If it was Connor on the card, do you think they would have kicked him off?
I mean...
It was. If he was the really, one that I threw... Mean, you're if he wasn't the one that threw the stuff, they probably wouldn't have.
Probably would not have.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't.
And I don't think the corporation is an excuse. Like, I work for a corporation, and they take care of their people, and they go out of their way to make sure that everybody is taken care of, right? Like, this is a corporation that is not taking care of their people. So you don't just get off the hook. I'm saying maybe Dana isn't personally making those calls. He's not saying don't pay these guys. But the corporation has a board, and they're going to make some fucking votes, and their vote, somebody at the top should say, hey, this isn't right.
Yeah.
It's not a significant amount of money to the corporation, but it is to Chiesa, to Borg, to guys trying to pay their mortgage.
Right. Yeah.
And that's not underselling the positive that they have done in the past and that I'm sure they continue to do and will continue to do. But like, you can't use that to balance it out. Like when if there's like a gray area of a thing and it's kind of and it's questionable, maybe you understand that. But like this is just such a clear cut incident. Pay those guys, take care of those guys.
Yeah.
Like, listen, we're happy. I'm sure they donate to charity and you do this and you do good things and you get out in the community and have an impact. And I'm sure that it may not be very well publicized and that not a lot of people know about that. And I respect the hell out of it. But take care of these guys.
They have no
control over it whatsoever.
There's locker room deals and stuff, right? Does that not really happen anymore?
But I mean, that's still got to be the type of thing you let us know. Like, make a statement other than we see this video circulating all over the place, and it leaves us to speculate as to how it's going to grow Connor's brand and what's left with these guys. Just have somebody get out there, you know, get in front of the microphone and say, this guy, they had nothing to do with it. We're paying them. We're paying them fight money, win money.
You could make Reebok money. You got to pay him fight of the night money.
It's done.
Could have potentially made that.
We're paying them that. They're taken care of. We're really sorry about this. We didn't like. They didn't have the UFC didn't have control over it. Yeah, they could have possibly reeled this in a little bit earlier by kind of
they love
promoting that type of behavior. Yeah.
Could you and I break into the press conference?
No.
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 Apparently, it was his the MacLife guys that have credentials, so they were there, and they let them in. But yeah, it's like they honestly they should be taken care of because
WWE
because really it's like there's five fighters right or now six because Felder's out of a fight.
Yes.
What are you?
Because Felder was fighting Iaquinta.
Yeah. What are you paying in you know, show and win is usually, you know, it's usually the same. What are you, honestly, what are you paying in six guys?
And it's,
if you average it out to fucking 50K, I think that would be
a lot.
Right? You know, I know Pettis is making a decent amount, but Felder's probably, I mean, maybe making a little over 50 grand to show and win. Borg, I don't know what his contract is right now off of the, I mean, he probably got dumped right back down after the title shot. Who else? Kiesa's got to be right around 50. So let's even say like
an Artemis.
Let's even say 75. Let's go really 75 times six, right?
Do it, Mike.
I mean, you're less than what they're less than what they're paying guy.
You know what the fuck is that? Less than $500,000.
Yes.
Less than $500,000. You don't have the money for that?
Come on.
Fuck off. Come on. And that's being like, and that is padding some of their fucking win bonus.
But then look at the, so like, you're at,
shit.
You're less than $500,000. You're at $450,000. Well, let's just cycle back for all the people that have missed weight. So you have a guy who misses weight that you would have paid 50 that you didn't. Okay, well, you don't owe it to them because they didn't do their job. How many times has that happened? So you've accumulated. In this case, it's a little bit different in that it wasn't like in each pairing there was somebody who dropped out, you know, because of the freak situation with the glass. So it wasn't like one guy dropped out, so you're not paying that 50. You have to cover both ends, but it's there.
And,
take care of him.
And Jack Mooney's got a decent point. He said that Felder and Pettis shouldn't be compensated because they had a chance to fight each other and declined it. They're refusing to fight, but they are teammates, which...
Yeah, you know, that's a tough...
I get that. There's a dynamic in the gym where you have to
maintain. There is even, like, the tough dynamic of taking the fights. Like, flip-flopping opponents and doing all that shit. Like, I mean... There are a lot of guys that train specifically for, you know, a specific opponent. And, I mean, shit. There are guys that if an opponent falls out 2 weeks out and they've been training for a righty, they won't take a fight with a lefty.
And whoever loses that fight, the UFC doesn't take care of you
because you stepped up. No,
you're shit out of luck.
That's exactly the thing, too, is they're not going to get helped out. You know, if they take that fight, then they've got the opportunity to make their win bonus, but they're not going to get helped out if they, you know, like it's, I would fight anybody. I would honestly fight anybody. But I can't knock on guys for not doing certain things for, you know, for fighting teammates and stuff like, cause it does put you in a weird spot and stuff like that. You know, but
that could be his
I'm a fucking psychopath, though,
yeah,
and I know that.
And the preparation.
I want my mom in my brother's corner when we fight, so that I can be like, "Your mom's a bitch" as I'm fighting Dan. You know, like for that that psychological effect, you know? And my dad over there. Your dad's a fucking pussy.
And he was
I don't need anybody in my corner. I don't need my family in my corner. Fuck them. I'm the black sheep anyway.
Speaking of last minute opponent changes, I think Khabib was going to beat Tony. I think Khabib was going to beat the brakes off of Holloway.
Yeah.
I think Khabib has a tough fight with Iaquinta. He hits hard as fuck.
He does.
And Khabib always eats some shots.
He does.
Iaquinta is a great wrestler, and Iaquinta had a full camp.
This
is a tougher fight than Khabib had originally.
It's very
stylistically.
Stylistically, I mean, I think that, yeah, Max coming off of an injury and not being in shape and all that stuff, that was going to be an easier night. Iaquinta stepping up like this, the dude has got to be, you know, this is a fucking golden opportunity. And, like, I mean, you live for this shit. You know, like, man, like, there are some, there, you know, like, I would be jonesing. I'd be on fire. There's no absolutely, like, he's going to be a more dangerous fighter because of the circumstances.
And he
absolutely
has the blueprint to beat Khabib. You know? You have to hit hard as
he
fuck
does have the tools,
and you have to have good wrestling.
And, you know, and he's big. He's a pretty big 55-pounder. I think he's got a pretty decent shot at it, you know.
I'm putting all my money on Iaquinta.
The thing is, you know, you respect these guys for stepping up and taking it last minute, you know, like Holloway coming off an injury, like, hey, all the respect in the world to you coming in here, got nothing to lose. Iaquinta, the exact same thing. But then on the other end, and it's somebody that I haven't followed that much, like, Khabib is sitting here being thrown new opponent, new opponent, new opponent, and every single time it changes, there's more leeway given to his opponent, and therefore more pressure on him. You know, like, he has this undefeated record, this, you know, this idea of being a little bit untouchable with that and everything. So with all the expectations and that added pressure on him, like, a heck of a lot of respect for him just standing in there and be like, okay, you're going to throw me a new guy, I'll take it. You're going to throw me somebody else, I'll take it. Because, you know, as they start to drop that ranking away from him, it only stands a chance of making him look worse and worse if something goes bad.
Yeah.
And in a fight where so many things can happen to turn it in the other direction – I mean, it's awesome of him to just say, like, whatever. There's going to be somebody different tomorrow. Just throw them at me. I'm jumping in there.
Yeah.
He's Russian, man. They don't give a fuck about anything. Right? That's just do it.
But, I mean, it's, you know, there's a – I guess the positive for me, and unfortunately I'm probably in the minority of fans about this, but I get a lot more respect for some of these guys that are jumping in last minute. They're taking these fights. And I guess that, you know, that probably doesn't matter because it's more focused off of the band of drunken idiots that are going to jump all over the stupidity and market that and make that make money.
Well, hey, Matt agrees with you. Matt Stevens says Khabib has everything to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Al has everything to gain. And he's right.
Of course.
Even if he loses, his net worth skyrockets for saving the card. And Jack Mooney had a pretty good point. Fun fact, Saturday is 11 years to the day since Matt Serra shocked the world and beat GSP. I remember that fight.
I remember
that
was in the
GSP
back
of, going down.
He's got to be freaking reliving
and
that shit in his head, man.
Iaquinta,
like,
trains with Sarah, doesn't he? Isn't he a
Long ago.
Yeah.
You know, it's I mean, yeah, it's a golden opportunity for him, you know? I mean, then that gets you to the New York Athletic Commission.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Freaking ass backwards. They, you know, not sanctioning Felder. UFC wanted Felder. Felder made 55 on the dot. Felder could have been a legitimate title fight.
Can I ask a conspiracy question?
Conspiracy theory away.
Why not? Why did the UFC want Felder?
Because he made 55.
So did Iaquinta.
No, he didn't. He made 55.2.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, now my conspiracy theory is blown because I think Felder's a better fight for Khabib.
Well, yeah. I think so, too.
And I think Felder's a tough dude. I'm not taking anything away from him. But.
No, yeah. This is where things get conspiracy-y. Conspiracy-y, right? Or was that too many E's? I don't know.
Conspiracy?
Conspiracy?
It's your word.
Conspiracy? So they turn down that fight because Felder's like 14, 15. And they say he's not ranked high enough. They'll give him Pettis. Pettis is like 12 or 11, something like that. So you're looking at a guy who's ranked like and
we've already established it's a fake.
It's arbitrary.
System,
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah. It's like the UFC rankings are
now.
You know
what's the specific rule on that?
There is no rule.
None. So the commission.
There is no rule.
So the commission can step in and say we don't like this guy.
Yeah.
So if they wanted to, they could turn down 1-3, but approve 1-12.
Technically, if they wanted to.
That's fucking lunacy.
You know,
I could understand, and it would be weird, and I would argue with it if it was at least in writing to say, we will not approve and sanction a title fight if the gap is a rankings difference of 15. But just to step in there and say,
there is no.
No, we don't. 113 is not going to fly. Let's do 112.
Well, which is horseshit for Felder because they probably said, hey, Paul, will you take the fight?
Fuck yes.
Yeah, I'm going to take it. Yeah. And listen, there's not a whole lot of difference between the number one guy and the number 15 guy at this level. There is a couple lucky breaks different.
Yeah.
It's a fight. They kind of come out of nowhere. So, hey, let's snap our fucking fingers and Felder's six.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, and now it's on.
If only they knew in advance that he was going to get this opportunity.
He'd be number three.
He would have been in the top friggin' eight.
You're going to just black them all out, and then when it really needs to go down, we'll highlight the rankings.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, Paul came in. He was five. We got a number four.
Nobody runs through Paul Felder.
No.
Nobody embarrasses Paul Felder.
I think that Khabib would.
I think he'd Edson Barboza.
I think Felder is, you know, he's a very good striker. He's a big dude, but I think that.
It'd be the Edson Barboza
his fights that he's lost, it's wrestling that's kicking his butt. But still, it's like the commission, they just decided, hey, you know what? Yeah, we don't like this one. We're not going to sanction it. But you would give him Pettis.
Which would have been the same fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
More or less. And then the thing with Pettis was like, you know, I mean, I hope that Iaquinta is getting his.
We got to go into the Pettis thing now, right?
The Pettis thing. Pettis comes in 0.2 over. He has 2 hours. And here's something that's really.
You could rub one out and lose 0.2 in 2 hours. I did it on the way over.
pretty easily. He was getting a pay bump to be in the title fight, which makes sense, you know, or to make weight to be in the title fight, which is what is supposed to happen. You get a friggin', you know, title fight bonus, even if it's – I don't even know what is this title for. Is this interim? Is this – like
no,
is
they
it
said
the
this is the real deal. One?
Yeah, but who's holding it right now? Have they stripped Connor? No, they haven't stripped Connor.
No, I heard they did, and that's why I went berserk. Said that this
apparently
is for the
only
real
went
title.
Berserk because of the Artem thing. I'm so confused.
So much story. Yeah, like,
I think if it was script, it was after that fact.
No, Dana White announced that Conor would not be the champ. That whoever wins this fight is the real undisputed champ.
Okay, but we haven't even gotten into that yet. Okay, because here's the thing.
But you just asked about it.
So
right?
So Pettis was getting a bump. Wanted to negotiate, weighed in, came back, said, yeah, I want more. And apparently, they came back with a lower offer than the previous one.
Which is horseshit.
So then he turned it down, which is like.
Good for him.
Yeah. Fucking good for him. You know, like, I mean, shit. What the hell? You know, like, what. The thing is, it's like the whole reason that, you know, he just fought tonight, the stupid tape delay, the fucking Bellator, Benson. The reason Benson friggin' left is because the language in the contracts is, I mean, you have no guarantees. There are no guarantees. And we were like, oh, yeah, well, if this happens, we'll pay you this. And it's like, well, if you control, like, the rankings, and you control who gets the title fights, then how do I know if I, you know, like, you can't, you're in control of paying me more money. Like, 100%. It's not that I earn it. It's that you decide that I earn it. And that's bullshit. So, like, I commend the kid for fucking, for doing that, you know? It does, you know, it's like, okay, well, you kind of, you know, people are like, oh, well, he pitched out. You know, no, not really. He fucking was playing the business move, yeah, man.
Absolutely.
Like, we get paid to fight. Like, it's not about pride.
Everybody should have done that, and then they would have had to pay.
Yeah.
And I guarantee, and I'm not faulting Al,
yeah,
but he didn't fucking – it's a great opportunity. He took it. He didn't say, you pay me more money, especially after he heard what they did to Pettis, and you know that they let him hear that.
Yeah.
Hey, fucking Pettis wanted more money? Pettis isn't fighting. Do you want the fight or not? Yeah, I'll take it. Right? It's like a bully bullshit fucking. Yeah.
And the thing is I think Al is still on his like ban of not being able to make bonuses. So it's like, what the fuck? Like, I mean, are you going to take advantage of that shit? Like, really? We're not going to just wash our hands of that now? Like,
yeah,
dude's fucking stepping up.
You gotta let Al have a free
pass. Know, like, I mean,
whatever he wants.
He trashed a hotel room, but like,
he didn't get glass in anybody's
seriously
face.
He didn't fucking hurt another fighter outside of an actual
he didn't
fight.
Even get arrested.
Yeah, boom, look at that. So he wasn't doing his job. Wasn't getting enough publicity.
He didn't get enough publicity. Exactly.
So the fucked up. Here's where things like so the commission decided that they didn't want to sanction a fight between two guys ranked in the top 15. In order for title fights, it's always been the weight. You know, it's not the weight plus one. You know, like,
you got to be on.
You got to be on the weight, championship weight. They, like I said before, they didn't tell anybody about that 5-pound rule. And they had always told us that, you know, all the fights that I had in the UFC and the couple in New York that I had was, you step on that official scale, it is done. There was never any mention, unless you're a champion. Or you're fighting in a championship fight.
Then we want to give you some more time.
And then we go to the fucking Cormier thing.
The Cormier Towelgate. Thing is an embarrassment.
And it's like, okay, well, one, we can see that the guy's hanging on the towel. And, like, two, you get let him weigh in again. And you said fucking multiple times that you step on the official scale, that is the official way, and there is no second chance. Not asterisk, unless you're in a title fight. You know? And then, so now Al gets the opportunity to fight. And I don't know, you know, you hear something as stupid as this. Apparently they weighed his underwear because the UFC wanted to make it a title fight. And they're like, well, he didn't weigh in at 155. He weighed in at 155.2. So they weighed his underwear.
It was 0.2.
And it was 0.2. So the UFC...
That's just science right there.
It's just fucking comical, man. It's just like...
They weighed his underwear with a 0.75 pound weight in it.
Well, you know, like, if I was out, I'd been like, well, you know, it's dried a little bit. You know, I didn't, like, fucking ball it up and throw it in a plastic bag. I mean, there's been some evaporation. We can prove that over time, you know, the evaporation of water is going to get a little bit lighter.
You'd actually peed your pants right before weighing in was probably the scenario.
Fucking. So, you know, Dana said that's like, all right, well, whoever wins the fight is going to be the lightweight champ. But the commission's like, well, we don't really know what to do with it because he didn't make it, but we weighed his underwear some shit. It's fucking a train wreck.
It's people doing
it's
whatever they want.
Crazy. Train wreck. It is absolutely like, hey, we're just we're stuck in a pickle. You know,
the official scale. Will that official scale accurately weigh objects that are that? I mean, it'll weigh within 0.2 for things like that, but does it pick up things that precisely at such a low weight?
But this is like the Little Rascals. Hey, he didn't make weight. What can we do? Ah, weigh his underwear.
Yeah. Give him a towel to hang on.
Yeah.
He didn't make weight. Give him another chance. Yeah. But he's not supposed to have another chance. Yeah, but you know what? It's a title fight.
Tell people he's a champion.
We need the money.
Nobody's paying attention. We don't want the fight.
It's like it is. It's just so fucking.
If his ranking goes up by one, we give him a 0.1 pound allowance. Yeah, if the underwear comes in at 0.05, if he pays us $16.
If he's ranked two spots higher.
We should weigh underwear, too, because 0.2 sometimes sounds like some heavy underwear.
If they're wet, they'll weigh like close to that. But
what's
if
the scenario?
Dry,
you've cut weight all night. You've been in the bath. Somebody has cleaned
that
you off
morning.
A credit card.
Yeah, that morning, and you're gonna go down with wet underwear.
With wet underwear?
Yeah.
Come on,
no.
Come on.
But the thing is like he said, it's scale. Sometimes they only read in 0.2, and you're like that close to that round up, round down thing, and like it gives you that little bit. And that's, it's just the way that fucking most of the scales are. But
so we got 3.2 ounces.
Yeah. Fucking. It's
20%.
Stop it, math, asshole. We're talking about the fucking ridiculousness.
I want to weigh myself in and out of underwear a lot.
We should do it. Do you have a scale here?
My scale's only on 0.5. Yeah. So my underwear
sure
might be half a pound.
Out of your underwear. Go up, walk upstairs, and grab it out of your underwear.
Yeah, obviously.
It's in my bathroom.
Yeah.
It's usually pretty good.
One of us is getting shot by Angel tonight.
Angel leaves Jim. It'll be mine.
This is where I draw the line.
I don't want to do that.
Thanks, buddy. The Bill says it's a ginormous dumpster fire, and I 100% agree with that.
It's just when we have this perception that it's a legitimate sport and that it's fair and it's scientific. And if you beat this person and these are the rules and we adhere to them, and it's not, we make the rules up as we go. Mm-hmm. We make the rankings up as we go and we do what makes sense. And I guess you could say the same thing about football, right? Tom Brady's deflating footballs and there's some cheating in every sport. It just seems like what the fuck, man. Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah, this part does seem crazy. But, at the same stage, if an entire team were to fall ill before a football game, does that mean that the team that they were scheduled to play doesn't get paid that week's paychecks? Like, those guys are getting paid.
For sure. What is up with Jersey now? So you're fighting in Jersey, right? Is it they are smoother? Because they did some bullshit with Dan in the Nate Marquardt fight, which I still think is complete horseshit.
It was, yeah. He was in the process of, it should have been, that one should have been, retroactively changed.
And you can correct me if I'm wrong on any of this. Nate Marquardt shows up to the fight, and he says, "Hey, guys, I've been taking steroids. But don't worry, it's a testosterone
TRT,
replacement."
And it was...
But it was not an approved TRT steroid.
And it wasn't... He wouldn't have a therapeutic use exemption or whatnot.
He didn't have anything.
Or
he showed up to the fight and said, "Hey, I'm taking steroids. Can I fight Dan?" And they said, "Sure. Just say it was therapeutic." Okay, good. Good to go. Mm. And Jersey let that happen? Come on.
He was...
Nothing about that was kosher.
Yeah, it wasn't kosher. He was supposed to be fixing it. I don't know. But Jersey's good. Jersey's they were the first ones to sanction it. And, one of the things that, the new ABC rules that they put in, it's they're allowing kidney shots and stuff like that. And Jersey's what the fuck's the point of that?
It's retarded.
And it is. It's fucking stupid because... I've peed blood after fights and I've been hitting the fucking kidney and
it's not going to end a fight.
Exactly. It's not going to end the fight. All it's going to do is cause damage after the fight. So what's the fucking point of it? Honestly, it's a strike that, it's easy enough to avoid. I mean, they happen in the fucking melee, and yeah, okay. But, like, now you're telling guys they can target the kidney, but it's not going to stop the fight. Like, getting hit in the kidney, unless you fucking rupture the kidney, it's not going to stop the fight. And do you really want to do that? Like, it's not like a liver shot. It's not like fucking that type of stuff where, you know, it's just, it's stupid. And I commend them for that, because what the fuck's the point? Like, why cause problems down the road for something that's not going to stop the fight?
Agreed.
You know? yeah, but I don't know.
So we all know that Iaquinta wins this, and then the UFC has a disgruntled champ on their hands, and I love it. I'm going to be rooting so hard for Iaquinta.
So we hadn't even talked about the card. Besides, like,
I'm pretty sure that encompassed pretty much the whole card.
But, like, you know, Rose and fucking Joanna.
God, I want Rose to fucking dominate again. Damn bad.
I hope that she saw the future and she punches her in the face, takes her down, chokes her out.
I love Rose's attitude, right? She's not talking shit. She's showing up and doing her job. If Rose got glass and couldn't fight, I would have been so much madder. Sorry, Ray.
I'm pulling for her. What the hell are there? I mean, Lozon's fighting. Hopefully he wins.
Who's he fighting?
The guy that I was supposed to fight.
Cheat sheet up.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
The one that you turned down because you're a pussy?
Apparently. No.
yes, that one.
No. Yeah. No, the other one. No, I was offered. I accepted. And then Gutzmacher. I accepted the fight against him. And then that was in like February to fight him in February. And then I got bumped to this card, not against him, against somebody else. And then I got bumped from this card to the AC card. I could have been there. I could have been in this. I could have got hit with a dolly.
I could have been with
I have emotional distress because I might have gotten hit with a dolly.
I would have dove in front of you. I would have never let that dolly get close to you.
Shit.
I would have cashed in on that dolly. God, it would have felt great. Who else? Click on, because I'm gonna butcher his name, but I'm excited for it. Go down. Yep, that one.
Yeah. Zabit?
Yeah. His last name. He's a fucking monster, man.
Yeah.
He's crazy. Yeah. He has been on.
Apparently all he does is like hurt people in training.
Oh, really?
He's just fucking wild.
Just a douchebag?
Just wild. Fucking all over the place, you know, and just that like awkward, you don't know what he's going to do next and fun.
Zabit wins that, I think. And it's exciting when he does it.
Oh, excuse me. Dunham and Aubin Mercier, right? How do you say it? The Quebec kid. He fucking posted a picture with like his fanny pack across his chest and stuff. And it's like, you know, it's like, Ireland's got their gangster, you know, America's got theirs. It's like Canada, I got you. <It's> like, fucking, you know, if he was wearing a Canadian tuxedo, it would have been fucking perfect.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
Dunham's been around. He's not an easy fight for anybody.
No,
he's a veteran. Well-rounded. Good jiu-jitsu, good striking.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that I'm surprised I haven't had the offer to meet up with yet. Although I might have, and I probably turned him down.
Pussy.
Yeah, pussy.
Who's the on the top line?
Top line. Here?
Nope.
Right there?
Yeah.
Moicano, or whatever the hell it is. Moicano. Kano and Cotter.
Huh. How are they ahead of Lozon?
I mean, it's just where they throw people sometimes. There's nothing.
I guess Lozon's a good fight to start the card off.
That is true. You know, you want that first one to pull people in. But they're both, you know, you got 11 versus 13. So.
Could they sanction that as a title fight if they wanted to?
Probably.
If they wanted to, they could both be 1-2.
Yeah.
We're just going to throw the title on the line for this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I'm pleased with how my Eric Clapton went over.
I was pleased with it.
That was like 10 minutes. I was like, fuck. I like posted something on Mendenhall's thing. And I was like, shit, I gotta do something now. So came up within like 10 minutes. And my best friend's like, you're a fucking weirdo. You're a dick. You know that? Who fucking calls somebody up and like, you're a fucking weirdo?
You know you are.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Like, shit.
There's a lot of people who would tell you what you want to hear. You need somebody who's going to tell you the truth, Jim. I commended you for the Chiesa rhyme. That was lyrical genius.
It was. Thank you. Thank you.
It was good.
It took a couple tries, you know, like trying to work out the lyrics, you know.
Yep.
It was a solid. Yeah.
Right.
The pacing, you know, it was like, I started a take, I stopped. I did a full one, and then that one was the third one.
I was the whole
and
day. I was
honesty
walking
is
around.
The best policy, bitches. What?
The whole day I was walking around cocaine. Like, what'd you say? Never mind. Go back to work.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. There's this viral video going up.
I love clapping.
He's fucking awesome.
My buddy's a weirdo.
You want to see a weird motherfucker?
Oh, so good.
Listen, I have a gift, all right? My voice is angelic.
I got to believe you're Connor. You've come down off the booze and the coke, and you're just at a low point. And
he's
got to
get a fucking laugh
video.
Out of that, man.
Oh,
like,
he's got to love
shit.
It.
Holy shit. If you can't fucking giggle, then what the fuck's the point?
You got to
right?
be able
exactly.
to appreciate it. And on another note, if that's going to be, if that video is going to be what anybody in this group throws the word weird at, then we have got to fucking reassess a whole lot of shit. That's weird.
What do we do? Just flip everything on its head? You know? Yeah.
Fucking. That was the line crossing.
Yeah. Yeah. Gaddafi's and stuff like that.
Whew. It was a great wedding.
Yeah, it was a great wedding.
I mean, I would only rank that in the top 100 of weird things that have been done if I wanted to propone it for some kind of title of weirdness.
Yeah, I don't even know if it makes top 100.
No, not even close.
The singing?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
being
no,
weird?
Yeah.
No.
I thought you meant Gaddafi.
No.
Well.
Gaddafi in the event, I'm going to give it like a solid top 20.
Who does that at a wedding?
Well... I don't want to bring
only
any
awesome
names
dude.
In it, but
yeah.
there
yeah.
may have been a sister-in-law that penetrated me, and that could put it in the top 10.
Hey, man,
just
it was
where
kind
I
of
came
one of
from.
Those things. It was like
she was knuckle deep.
Which one? Wrist knuckle?
Yeah, it was her elbow.
Yeah.
And we've gone off on a bizarre
have,
tangent.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, man. Should have started with
the whole the theme was about weird and things that were a little bit wild and out of
seriously.
Control. So
seriously,
it fits.
Yeah. It was pretty funny. Some of the let's call them nut huggers, you know, like it went over well. Like I got a lot of giggles out of it.
Oh, publicity is good publicity.
Exactly, yeah. And there were a couple people that were like, "This is." This is such a waste of time. It's distasteful. And it's like, what? Like, dude, I fucking took a couple minutes, changed the lyrics of a song, and fucking videoed myself doing it. Like, really? Like, you're going to fucking waste your time.
They're defending Connor. You're trashing
and
Connor's
and
honor.
I mean, I wasn't trashing shit.
If my memory serves me, is that coming from somebody whose entire
shit.
Existence online is consumed by taking pictures of himself with a shirt off?
Maybe. Oh. One of us.
Or yeah. one of the meme makers, because that's a legit job. Of
yeah, no,
job.
I got called out by a meme maker, and I was like, what? You know, a meme lord.
A meme lord.
Like, go back to your memes, you fucking twat. I'm over here making real comedy.
Yeah.
I'm the Weird Al of MMA. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Wow, that is a huge
compliment.
God damn, I'm
if I could fucking if I could this was my original idea. If I knew how to like dub faces into video, my original idea is like fucking I'm going to dub fucking Connor's face onto Michael Jackson's body in the Bad video. Comes in with the fucking group. Like, holy shit. Like, but I don't know how to do that shit. I think I know how to do it. Like, I can fucking.
We need a nerd.
I just need somebody that's nerdier than I am.
And we D's need to reach out enough. To Weird Al. I would love to have him on the podcast.
Yeah, that would be fun. Invite him down into my basement.
Yeah. Oh, God. Bring his accordion.
You know, it sucks. Like, I mean, I liked having. I want to Skype in more people.
Like John Wayne Parr.
Yeah. Like I
John Wayne is listening to this, I've been begging you to reach out to him and get him on. There's been a dialogue on social media and you have not reached out. I would just like to talk to him because I think he's cool.
John Wayne Parr probably knows too much about me right now because he's buddies with what's his face? Lucas. And, Lucas. Photographer. He's got some really incriminating photos of me.
Some risque.
It was a private event. I was dressed in drag.
Who hasn't been there?
But
you know how that goes.
You know, just one thing leads to another. And next thing you know, my drag turns into more or less, I thought it was like David Lee Roth. You know, like that's what it kind of looked like.
But not so much.
Yeah, because I did not look like I was supposed to look like a woman, and I did not look like a woman. And we were doing it like an event thing.
But. It's weird because you have such feminine features.
Thanks.
Is it your beard, or yeah. Like, what do you think through it?
I don't know what it was. I think it's the jawline. You know. My father ran away tonight. He didn't want to be here because he was so wrong.
He was embarrassed.
Don't you remember? Don't you remember last week? He said that I guarantee you that. Tony and Khabib are fighting.
I told him he was wrong, but he got aggressive, yeah. And now he's embarrassed.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll be back next week.
Yeah, we'll see if we can coax him back. there was something else I was going to say. I don't even know.
What I want to talk about, so you have your fight is 3 weeks away?
2 weeks.
2 weeks away.
Yep.
How you feeling?
Good.
How's your weight?
Good.
What kind of training are you doing?
Good.
For this fight?
What kind of training am I doing?
Doing specific training? You train in any kind of like ninja shit or?
Always ninja shit.
Perfect.
Training to be better. Training to be a better fighter.
I'd like you to get slightly more specific than that. If you could.
Been feeling pretty good. I've been... I hit pads twice a week. Spar once a week. I'm not a big fan on sparring more than that. I find that when you do spar more than once a week, it always just, that's how I beat myself up earlier in my career. We were sparring Wednesdays and Friday or and Sundays, you know, huge friggin' balls to the wall, live grappling practice on Fridays, fucking, you know, live wrestling on Mondays. I mean, it was too much live, so I prefer to spar once a week. I get in some jiu-jitsu, drilling 2 days a week, some open rounds, which I think is something that it's always helped me. And I finally got back to it, just kind of demanding that of my guys to make the time. And I've been feeling a lot better. My body's been feeling a lot better because I've been supplemented up, taking 32 pills a day. That chaga mushroom. I think it's actually helping.
Chaga mushroom?
Chaga. Or chaga, whatever the hell it is.
I don't think I've heard of that.
It's the, it's in, the Onnit stuff, the, Shroom Tech Immune.
Okay.
So I've been loading up on that shit.
I thought you had that at your house.
Yeah.
No, I have the endurance stuff.
And it's supposed to like really help like your immunity. You know, your body's your immune system and stuff like that, and really like activate your T cells and stuff. So, I think that's what's been helping me. I can't, like I said, I'm taking fucking 30 something pills a day.
What is your pee like?
Oh, it's fucking golden. Smells so bad.
Stink. Yeah.
You know, like I take my pills during the day, and what sucks is that I take, you know, I think 18 in the morning, and I, because I can't do it like multiple more than that. You know, I'm not supposed to take the doxy with other stuff, but if I tried to space it out, because you're supposed to take doxy 2 hours before or
after. Are you still on a full cycle of doxy every day?
Yep.
That sucks.
So I take the doxy, and you're supposed to take it, you know, and space it out. And when I first found out I had Lyme, I was taking it with a couple different things, just like turmeric and joint stuff, vitamins, vitamin C and stuff. And I felt fucking phenomenal. But I don't think I really, like, beat it that much. I think I was just kind of beating the symptoms. I was on it for 6 months. I stopped taking the doxy. And that was, like, after I fought Lozon the second time. A couple weeks after that, I went off of it. And then, like, fucking seriously, a few days before I fought Alves, I started getting, like, a twitch. You know, that was one of the symptoms that I had. And then, you know, within a couple of weeks, I started getting multiple symptoms. And then it was just, like, freaking up and down all basically last year, trying to fucking get it back under control. B vitamin deficiency, that fucking sucked. That was the worst. Anytime I tap my fingernails or fucking toenails on anything, like if you fucking accidentally kick, my fucking toenails would explode.
How do you get more B vitamin in you?
You just supplement. Got a supplement. Fucking Gus's stuff, the Crossfire, is a B vitamin complex. Started taking that. Crossfire. I think I said that.
I think you did.
I think I did. And then, so got back on it, you know. But then it's like fucking doxy. I ulcered. Fucking got a ulcer in my fucking esophagus around the holidays. Went off of it. A couple weeks later, came back onto it. Got it fucking again. Went off of it. Got back on it. Fucking... And now I've been fucking steady, and I'm like fucking, I'm taking everything together. I'm not fucking trying to space them out and shit like that, because I wasn't as consistent. So, but I've been feeling really good, so I've been able to add a couple training sessions back.
Nice.
So, one of the things that we used to do a lot is just open rounds rolling, not even setting the clock, because you set the clock and you it's always, even though you're not looking at it, even though nobody's telling you how much time is left, it's always there. And I'm in a fight. Like, that's my job, is to win a fight. But that is, you know, timed and shit like that. But if you're rolling without a clock, and even sparring, you don't even turn the clock on. I personally, and I know a couple other, you know, the people that do it with me, you do it differently. You spar differently, you roll differently. It's more like you can still be going with a decent intensity, but it's more like flowy and you're playing and stuff like that. It's like, as soon as you put that fucking clock on, it's like, you know, you got
to
go.
There's an urgency to it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And, it's really weird, because it's like Wednesdays, we do jiu-jitsu training with Brian McLaughlin. And, so we drill and then we'll roll, and it's like, we do three rounds. And it's like, you know, it's a good group of guys and stuff, and we push hard. But it's like, you do three rounds on the clock, and it's like, fuck, man. Sometimes it's like hard. You know, it's 15 minutes. It's not that long. But then you'll go, and I'll roll 45 minutes straight with Shorty. Like, straight through. No fucking minute break here, you know, and you're fucking fine. And you're attacking more, and... you're fucking moving better, you're scrambling better, and you're doing all this shit. And it's I can't explain it. I can't explain why exactly, except for just putting that fucking timer on.
Is the time constraint, it's like, is it making you more tense because like you're trying to accomplish something, and then it does.
You know, and you know, like I said, I fucking fight to win in a certain amount of time. But
do you think you would have liked a UFC 1 platform where you could just fight until the fight's over?
Probably. Yeah. But
because that sounds awful.
It does sound awful, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that the exact platform that we employed when we just throw the gloves on down in the basement?
Yeah. Fucking man gym shit. Yeah.
Man gym. 100% UFC success rate.
It's true. Well, 50%, right?
Well, no. We were the owners. You two are the idiots we trained. We could have if we wanted to. We're fucking business owners.
Yeah.
And that employer sucks, quite frankly.
Yeah.
And we didn't pay you shit.
No.
For the record.
No, did not take
care After
of
we go through how we take care of it.
Yeah, just getting in my training.
And then you got a pretty cool trip coming up after your fight, right?
Yes. Not all the details are squared up yet, but I'm going out to Wisconsin to do a turkey hunt. We head over to Vortex Optics, hang out with those guys a little bit, shoot some turkeys, and I heard
a musky rumor.
Yeah, when I get a turkey or two, because you can buy another tag out there, might do some musky fishing.
The turkey makes me like a little bit jealous, but I really want to hook into a musky. They're not easy to catch. I don't think you're gonna have
much
luck.
Fish at 10,000 casts.
Exactly. But you don't have 10,000 casts in you.
I do.
No, you do not. You might have 10,000 fishing poles, but 10,000 casts is a different story.
10,000. 30.
30. That's a lot of fishing poles for one man.
30 is rounding up, but
no, it's
27.
30 is not rounding up. 30 is probably rounding down.
I don't own more than 30. I guarantee you that.
But you might own actually
but I might
own
30,
30 fishing rods.
But I might own 30. I'm trying to think. Just let me count in my head.
He's got 38 back there. He's going to put 8 off
on the
kids and the wife.
We were my
Amelia, that's wise.
Yeah. My middle son wanted to go fishing, and I was like, yeah, we'll grab the poles. And Megan was like, you're going to buy poles? I was like, no. I said, grab the poles. If I ever needed a pole, I would just go to Jim's house and take it because he doesn't even know what he has anymore.
It's not true.
No, it
exactly.
is. It is. I could walk out of here with 4 fishing poles that you wouldn't know when walking.
No, I would know because you would walk out with the spinning rods because you can't.
Because I can't do a bait caster. That's true. That is very true. I might leave you that stupid bait
and
caster.
And I've got more bait casters than I do spinning rods.
Here. I just need a lefty bait caster, and then I'll be fucking on.
You sound like my brother. Bill says he's caught one muskie in 40 years. Yeah, I've never actually fished for muskie. But yeah, freaking. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about the trip.
I've done a lot of muskie fishing, and my most successful was I was fishing topwater, and I got a muskie to follow topwater. Mm-hmm. So you could see him. He fucking left a wake. He was gigantic. He or she. We don't want to discriminate. Mm-hmm. We don't know what she was or he was. And
Z.
It didn't. Yeah, Z. Maybe it doesn't want to be fucking classified.
There's Yo and stuff like that. Not too
Sorry. there was no strike. I just saw the fish. It was gigantic, and I was fucking jazzed up, and I did the circle 8, and it just swam away. Taunted me.
Yeah.
So if you catch a muskie, I'm going to be like,
oh, God.
Kind of not cool, jealous.
I'll make sure that I don't hook myself trying to.
Will you stab Art?
I will happily stab.
Good. Good.
Listen, I was helping you.
No, you weren't.
I was helping you. I had to try to perform surgery. On your foot.
You practice reckless knife behavior and you stab me.
I might have shaken the canoe. It was probably you, though. You're the one who freaked out.
I didn't freak out. The fish freaked out. If he was just cool, I wouldn't have hooked myself.
It was just proof that you're like, oh, yeah, I've caught pickerel all the time. And you'd never actually landed a pickerel.
No, it usually snapped through the line. I was. The problem is I was why pulling.
What's with all the teeth?
Yeah. How am I going to lift this motherfucker? The problem is I was doing some PETA bullshit, and I was trying not to squeeze the fish too hard because I didn't want him to be uncomfortable. And I squeezed him lightly, and he seized that opportunity to drive my own treble hook deep into the webbing of my thumb. Which I respect because I did hook he or she through the mouth, so all's fair in love and war.
That's true.
But then you fucking stabbed me.
Mm-hmm. I didn't stab you. Gravity stabbed you.
You know what? You're right, and I'm sorry for blaming you for all this time.
I was out of control of the blade. Like, I took it, and it was in a safe spot. And then
you cut back some of my thumb webbing so we could get the treble hook out.
I tried to, like,
if there was a pointy blade I didn't know just the super floating around a watercraft, that would be dangerous by embedding it in your foot. Yeah. That was just
he
making
left
sure
it on
that
the tackle box and then leaned forward. Yeah. He was not in fighting shape, and his belly tilted the tackle box and drove the knife deep into my foot.
Fuck you. Out of fighting shape. I'm always in fighting shape, bro.
Obviously, because you stabbed me.
Round is a fighting shape. Listen, it was still. You've got business cards with that picture on the back.
I do. Yeah. And we did catch a gigantic fucking catfish.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. Won the fishing contest that day.
Nailed it.
Yep. And he can't even deny that he lost because he's not here.
Nope. He knows he lost.
Yeah.
He was embarrassed.
They went in like fucking 5 minutes after they went out. oh yeah. You know what sucks about the Bellator and there's a fucking tape delay. I already know the results. Huerta Henderson. I'm not gonna spoil it for anybody.
Huerta's fighting again?
Yeah. Bellator brought him in to fight Henderson.
He hasn't fought in a little while, huh?
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
I thought he was going to become like an actor or a model or some shit.
Yeah, whatever. Let the man work, bro. Don't be.
I'm
like,
just asking.
You sound like that was like derogatory.
No.
You know? Like,
he's one handsome son of a bitch. You know? I'd kiss him. And I thought he could do better than fighting.
And I can? Should I be a singer?
No.
No. Listen, I know that I've got a good voice. All right, it's okay.
You don't need me to tell you.
I need to go on American Idol. Like, I need to do it. Like,
I don't think American Idol is ready for your genius and your forward thinking. Oh. Music hasn't caught up to you yet.
It's true.
That's the problem.
It's true. What's the next? Schedule. Ooh, Poyagechi next week. Let's hope that the MMA, let's call them demons now, not MMA gods. They back off after this debacle.
I like Poye in this fight. Gaethje's a tough kid. He just doesn't seem as technically sound, and I think he's going to get caught.
I'm pulling for Poirier. I think it's a good fight, man. Gaethje throws a lot of leg kicks. His style is just so reckless. You know, we'll see how he comes out in this one after his last one, it's a fun one. Because they're both aggressive and, this is a good card as well. What else we got here? Is this the order? This can't be the order. Because on here, on my computer screen, I've got Condit and Oliveira as.
There's no way
the
that
first
be
fight.
The first fight.
That blows my mind.
That's going to be a good fight. I hope we see Condit back and fighting like Condit fights.
Yeah, I hope we do too. I mean, you know, like, it's... I feel like he he made the decision. He made the decision to leave. And then decided it was incorrect. And I don't know. It's tough. Like, I mean, we've talked about it before. I'm not going to be that guy. I'm not going to go away and come back. You know, like when I decide to go away, I'm going to go away. But I have to be ready to go away. And until I'm ready to, I'm not going to tell myself that it's time. Like, you know, like, and put it out there, you know, like, yeah, I was, because of the friggin' Lyme disease, I was close. And I didn't know why I felt like I felt. And, you know, fortunately, it was something that I could take an antibiotic every day. and some other shit. But I feel that I don't know if his head's where it needs to be, to be honest. I mean, he didn't look very good in his last fight.
No.
Looked very, very rusty in his last fight. And you know, I mean, listen, if you still want to do it and you know, I'm not gonna knock anybody. It's fucking Carlos Condit. He's one of my, you know, favorite fighters to watch.
Oh, he's hands down one of the best. His legacy is already established. Yeah. I just, you know, I hope that he's made the decision. He's prepared, and he's going to be in a great fight. And, yeah. You know, Cowboy always shows up.
Yeah, no,
and
like that comes.
That has a chance
comes
for
in just some, hard, you know?
Yeah, some great fireworks.
Yeah, we'll see. That can't be fucking first fight. Get out of here.
No way.
Get out of here. Is he even still? Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. He's still fucking ranked. He's still ranked 12.
And he should be. I mean, he's still. Yeah.
And Oliveira's got to be. He's got to be in the top 20.
It has to be.
You know?
He hasn't taken an easy road to get where he's at either.
No.
I mean, he's 100%. Fought murderer's row.
Yeah.
He always seems so happy, too. I bet he's a cool guy to drink a beer with, right?
Well, if you understood Portuguese.
Yeah. If we had enough beers, we could get there.
Well, calm me down to 170.
Jeez, I always felt like he was huge at 85.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's another super talented fighter. I wasn't a huge fan of his fighting style. I felt like he had some fights that weren't super exciting, but he's a tough fight for anybody.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, Hayes is on the card. Watterson. Bosch.
Bosch is always going to be one of my favorites just because that time he choke slammed. what's his name? Bosch strikes me as one of those guys that just has, like, super weird, different level strength.
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet, like, if you could get Bosch to do weird stuff, like, go flip that car, yeah, and he could probably do it.
Go tip that cow and then reverse tip it.
Exactly.
Bosch, pick it back up.
Yeah. Sure. No problem.
Piece of cake. All right. Well, hopefully everything for these 9 fights that we have tomorrow stays where it's supposed to be.
Or it just continues
to devolve.
To flame on in the dumpster fire.
Yeah, yeah. What a wild turn of events. Well, that's all we got for tonight. So thank you guys for tuning in. Appreciate the conversation that we've had on here on Facebook. Tune in next week for the GML podcast. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning into the Jim Miller Podcast. Remember to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so that we can keep bringing you more. Also, check out jimmillermma.com to stay up to date with everything going on. Thanks.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.